Soul Talk Podcast is your guide to all things wellness. On this podcast, you'll find many episodes with the scope and focus on health, wellness, and life. Welcome to episode 41 of Soul Talk Podcast. So I'm recording just the day before Christmas Eve because I know that I won't get a chance to do it over Christmas, and I want to make sure that I keep up these episodes of the new and full moon that I've been committing to now for maybe the last couple of lunations. So yeah, and it's actually interesting because we're just coming now and through the winter solstice. So just yesterday, because I'm doing my program on the Celtic Wheel with Soul Self Mastery Lee, I done my Yule activations and my Yule ceremony, and everything that kept coming through was the moon. So it was all different gifts being given in the activation and different things presenting itself to me to guide me towards the moon, and just has reassured me almost, and really connected me to that essence of the moon, where I know a lot of my work is meant to be. And we know that the moon is the feminine energy, and the yin, the water, the flow, going with your flow and being in your flow, compared to the sun, which is the masculine. So the moon is the feminine and the sun is the masculine, and the sun being the fire, the moon being the water, the sun being passions, desires, ambition, drive, goals, and the moon being, as I say, just like being in the flow of things. It's also, the moon's also about creativity and being, I suppose, connected to yourself, your true authentic self, and truly who you are, like the true essence of yourself. And I probably repeat these types of things on different moon episodes because I just want to remind, and you know, there's different people that might not listen to them all, so it's nice to just highlight some of these key points. So I'm just having a wee cup of cacao. It's the night before Christmas Eve. I'm not particularly, well, actually I'm lying, because I am a wee bit more excited now for Christmas and winding down and chilling out and eating nice food. I've been vegetarian for the last four or five Christmases. So this Christmas I'm actually going to have turkey because I'm not vegetarian no more. So I'm like, I can't even tell you how excited I am for that, to be honest. Apologies to the veggies or vegans listening. But I'm really looking forward to it. As I say, I wanted to get this out because the full moon in Cancer is on the 27th of December. And I think in the morning I'm going to go to one of my favourite yoga classes ever, which is my friend Eleanor Sting in Studio 52, which is in the studio that I teach at. I'm going to go to the 9:30 class, and then that's going to probably be the only time that I'll really get to myself the rest of the day, and probably for the next few days, as it's just heavily focused on either family socializing, which to be honest is at a minimal this year, but a bit of visiting to do tomorrow, and then on Christmas Day and Boxing Day there's strict plans to watch Christmas movies and chill out and eat loads of food. So I definitely won't be recording any podcasts, but yeah, so just on the full moon in Cancer, as I say, is the 27th of December, so that is the day after Boxing Day. And it's actually the last full moon of the year, and it's in the cardinal sign, the cardinal water sign of Cancer. And cardinal signs, for those of you who aren't really familiar with what I'm talking about, cardinal signs are our initiating signs. So these are our born leaders, and the energy of the initiating signs. So the cardinal signs is all about jumping in and moving forward. And particularly at this full moon in Cancer and at this time of the year, it's about what's in the bag and how do we actually move forward. A lot of this episode is inspired by Maggie Spark. There's a video that she put up on her YouTube. She actually said it's her last one, which is pretty sad. But it's on the full moon in Cancer, 27th of December 2023, what's in the bag. And I'm going to put the link in the notes. So definitely check it out. A lot of what I'm probably going to say here today is you'll pick up on that if you listen to her. Or watch her video as well. But Maggie Spark, she's great. So I think she's an astrologist, so she does lots of other things too. But she talks about how it's time to take things to the next level, and that stagnant energies are lifting, and we move forward by surrendering and trusting and letting go. And I can tell you how crucial that, you know, surrender and trust and letting go has been part of my 2023. So this has been the big year for me of coming out of my corporate job and stepping into self-employment, which is so far so good. But I just have had this real, like, I've never felt this before about work. And I, you know, I've just really held on to this corporate job knowing that it wasn't for me. And but it was what my degree was in, and it's what you know, what I've worked for the last probably 11 years and whatever, not including my degree years. So I stuck at it, and this year has really been the year where I have just completely surrendered and trusted and let go, and trusted that absolutely everything is going to flow and everything is going to work out, and that my women's wellness work and my yoga work and everything is just gonna pick up and kick off and be exactly where it's meant to be, you know. So thankfully, with some savings behind me, there's been no real chaos with finance, considering that I've also just bought a house this year. So, and then 1 month later found out I was redundant. But yeah, I think, like, there's a lot to be said for surrendering, trusting and letting go, and it really genuinely is how stagnant energies within me have shifted. I'm still doing a lot of work in that area and stuff, and I think we always will be, but it's just important to highlight that. Maggie Spark also talks about how we should gather around positive and genuine and supportive people during this full moon to help us move forward, and that soul connections are important at this time especially. You know, rather than having these inauthentic, artificial relationships and connections, really being around people who are our soul connections and who we connect with on a real deep emotional or spiritual level. And she also talks about how the theme seems to be confusion, which also Yasmin Boland talks about as well. You know, there seems to be a confusion around this full moon in Cancer, as we have Mercury, the planet of communication, in retrograde, and it's also experiencing a repeating clash with Neptune, which is also the planet of confusion. So if you're feeling like you're not sure what way is up or what the right path is, Maggie Spark encourages that you are not alone in this full moon in Cancer. She also talks about how Neptune rules alcohol, which is actually brand new information for me. And funny, I've been talking to a few of my one-to-one clients lately who are giving up alcohol, who have given up alcohol, or who are giving up alcohol, and who just feel called to really take it out of their life for a while or forever, but at least to test it to begin with. So I think that this is a really good piece of information for this current festive season. You know, because this time of year, typically we are all sort of overdoing it with Christmas parties and get-togethers and drinking and over-socialising and stuff. So just to highlight that Neptune rules alcohol, and that if you're listening to this and that resonates with you or rings a bell with you, rings true to you, that this might just be the wee nudge that you need to rein it in and look at your behaviours or your habits, or you know, how you socialise with your friends or your family, or how you soothe yourself, you know, how you de-stress after a long day, you know, where you need to use alcohol in all of those parts of your life, or some of those parts of your life. It's just something to look at, because I mean, as much fun as drinking is, it is really, and I mean, it's not great, you know. It can bring stress. It can, particularly with a hangover the next day, can bring mountains of anxiety, and it's terrible for our hormones, and it's not great for sleep and all the rest of it. So I think just balancing and managing that is key. And then, as we know, calendars are a man-made construct. So I discussed this in the last episode, so if you'd like to learn more, have a listen. It's episode 40, on the new moon in Sagittarius. But regardless, as the end of the year approaches and the new year begins, it's still a good time to close off the year and prepare for the year ahead with fresh new intentions. So I do, however, at this point feel called to remind you and guide you to my In Winter We Rest episode, which I think is episode 39, I think. Because the reason being that I feel called to guide you to that is that, you know, yes, it's good to close off the year, and yes, it's good to set new intentions, and yes, it's good to review where we are, etc. But we must remember that we're still in winter, which is rest mode. So we need to keep ourselves grounded. We need to savour our energy. We need to marinate and rest and look after ourselves. You know, honour the season, honour how we're feeling, because the outer season also reflects our inner season. So we really just need to honour that and be aware of it. So definitely check that episode out if you haven't already. Even if you have, maybe have another listen. I just want to highlight, you know, don't get bought into the hype of being forced into new gym memberships and programmes in the new year. Yes, physical activity is great for us. But I feel like particularly at the start of every year, there's this massive drive for, you know, detox and weight loss programs and mad diets, and personal trainers are really pushing their services. And I think that there's a lot to be said for not leaning in to that and honoring where you are in yourself. And that's the work that I do with women, to help them acknowledge where they're at and, you know, what they do have energy for and where they can expend energy and where they need to save their energy, etc., just by working with their cycle and working with their lifestyle. So yeah, I think just the message is keep looking after yourself and resting. And when we move out of winter and into spring, then we review our energy and prepare for the rebirth and the, you know, coming back to life and coming out of winter and getting that bounce and that spring back in your step. And when I say look after yourself and rest, I don't mean bubble baths and fluffy pajamas, which are also great. I'm currently wearing my new fluffy pajamas right now that my 12-year-old nephew bought me for Christmas, which was the cutest thing ever. But you know, winter is the time to assess where we're at in our lives, to allow our creativity to rest, to say no, to set boundaries, to not over socialize and burn ourselves out, and also to look at deep inner child and shadow work. So winter's time when we're called within to look at the parts of ourselves we need to keep in the dark, so that we can, you know, unravel that, you know, looking at the shadows, looking at what we're hiding in the dark, looking at where we our storing our anger or where triggers are coming up, and really looking at those areas of ourselves. So you'll know, as I say, you'll know you need to do this work if you are feeling angry or irritated, but also if you're stressed or confused, which is the theme of this episode. If you're unfulfilled, or you know, you're experiencing discontentment or unhappiness, if you're feeling unseen, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling low, if you're in a toxic relationship, or maybe you're self-sabotaging. So that's all I'll say on that for now. If you'd like to learn more, keep an eye out for new episodes closer to the end of winter, so like in and around February, March time. But also feel free to get in touch for one-to-one work. So I'm just drinking my cacao, but I actually shared a photo the other day of me and my boyfriend on Instagram, and about how I knew I was being called to do all this work maybe about 5.5 years ago or so, when a toxic relationship of mine broke down, and it was, you know, going back and forth for a while, and just this real toxic relationship, self-sabotaging, feeling really unhappy and all that, which called me to do this work. And that's how I needed, you know, that's how I knew that I needed to do the work. So just a call for you to consider that as well, because when I put it up, I actually got a lot of messages about it, about booking one-to-one, so, which is where my specialty now is in Wild Flow Co. I'm working with women. But yes, back to the episode. So your feeling of safety is now related to your home, family, and related activities such as cooking and gardening. So in this, this is words of Maggie Spark. So she talks about how, you know, that home instability and grounding activities like cooking, gardening, and all that are really important at this time. She also talks about how you might be prone to emotional fluctuations, and that you should learn to forgive and forget in order to avoid depression from thinking too much about things. She talks about how your perception of the world can be very subjective, and that we should try to create a certain distance without being bitter. So this has also been a key learning and a key journey for me this year, has been keeping distance with people without there being an upset or a fallout, but learning how to keep distance as a major technique and skill and tool for managing my energy. And, you know, but without being bitter, so managing that relationship and nurturing it, but also having my distance and setting boundaries. So yeah, she also talks about rich emotional manifestations, and that we can create these emotional manifestations so that we can create a real sense of belonging in the world. And you know, it's back to that soul connection element as well, and truly, you know, honoring ourselves and connecting with those who bring out the best in us, really, and who we're meant to connect with and be with in all areas of our lives. So according to Yasmin Boland, then, the full moon in Cancer keywords are confusing. So this is the same as the new moon in Sagittarius. So it's a repeating word, which doesn't happen in every lunation. Homely, which sort of goes hand in hand with what Maggie Spark was saying. Yasmin Boland talks about how it's about seeking a work-life balance, and that it's about our forthright. So, you know, looking at our purpose in the world, our lineage, our ancestors, And then also that work-life balance, which again is, you know, since going self-employed, I feel like I can not switch off. maybe that's why I'm recording a podcast at 10 to 9 on a Saturday night, but it doesn't count because it's the night before Christmas Eve, so it's all good. So yeah, and then I was just doing a wee bit of, you know, research as well online, and found a couple of other wee bits of information as well. So this lunar phase particularly invites us to explore emotions, to explore connections with family, and to explore feelings of safety, which are related to our home and domestic life, which Maggie Spark touches on, that I've already mentioned. That's the end of my cacao. You'll be glad to know you don't have to listen to me drinking it anymore. The full moon in Cancer encourages us to seek comfort and security within our personal spaces. So, you know, feelings of safety and our sense of safety is closely tied to our home and our family, and activities like cooking and gardening, as mentioned above. You know, what, where in your life do you feel safe? Who in your life do you feel safe with? And what activities give you a sense of grounding and gardening? Safety. which some of those could be cooking or gardening. For me, it would be, I love painting. I love cooking. I love reading. I love writing. And emotional fluctuations then, if we look at that, you know, this might be a key time where you're experiencing emotional ups and downs. So it's just really to remember to forgive and let go of unnecessary weight on the emotions, which can cause, you know, anxiety and depression and all of that. And it's also to help us to look at our subjective perceptions. So, you know, what is your view of the world, and is it highly subjective or is it subjective? You know, could you maintain a healthy distance without bitterness, as I'd mentioned above? Could you look at your relationships? Could you look at how they're serving you, or how you can maybe shift things to set boundaries to manage your own energy? And just a reminder that this is a time to nurture yourself and connect with loved ones. But, you know, connect with loved ones who, again, are soul connections. You know, I hate this idea that, you know, oh, but it's Christmas. Oh, but it's Christmas. Well, kind of like, you know, fuck Christmas. If it's not good for your mental health, then don't do it. It's really quite simple. So according to Yasmin Boland, then a mantra at this time is, the past is over and done and has no power over me. I can begin to be free in this moment. So it's a real time of liberation and freedom as well, would be some of the other keywords that I would bring into it. As I say, like in every moon episode, you need to look at where the moon is in your houses. So this full moon in Cancer is in my 10th house, which is all about my career and ambitions and how to make my mark on the world and what I'm going to be known for and my reputation. So that's very relevant as I move forward into 2024 and where I want to go with my business and my the mark that I really want to leave on this world, which is, you know, working with women and helping them at all different points of their lives. I'm just finishing my postnatal yoga training. I've actually just submitted all of my coursework about half an hour ago. So I'm really excited for what 2024 holds in that area. I wanted to also say that on the 29th of December, Venus moves into Sagittarius. So this is, you know, all about the search for truth and adventure. Sagittarius is the real adventure seeker. It's about feeling lighter and being softer. That can be with yourself and with others and with the world. And, you know, I'm kind of being guided to talk about, you know, recycling and looking after the planet as well. So maybe there's people who need to hear that. On the 31st of December, Jupiter retrograde actually ends, and that's been a real learning, self-development area since Jupiter went into retrograde a few months ago, and that's all about self-worth. So revisiting, you know, your self-worth. In terms of a January overview, we are moving into the year of action. And it's you know, there's a lot of different teachings around this new world and dimensions and all of that, which, to be honest, is not my forte and I'm not gonna get into. I just don't know enough about it right now. But what I would do is link you to Soul Self Mastery on Instagram or soulselfmastery.com and or on YouTube, and you can find out a lot more from Lee on that area. So I'll pop all of that in the notes. So I'm gonna leave you with a practice to take forward with you. So you can work on this over, you know, between now and the end of the year and right into 2024 as well. You know, there's no deadline for this, but now, you know, as the full moon approaches, is a time where the energy is more potent for you to work on this. So there's two different things. You know, as I say, we're operating on a man-made calendar, so setting goals and intentions and, you know, getting ready for the year ahead is sort of bullshit in a way, but also, you know, it is always a good time. Any time is always a good time to stop and look at where you're at and reflect and look at how you want to move forward and adjust and set goals and all the rest of it. So it is a good time still to do that. So the first practice that I'll offer to you is, you know, sitting down with your journal. You can do this now, you can grab a cup of cacao, you can grab a peppermint tea, you can light a candle, you can relax and put on some relaxing music or binaural beats or whatever, and write out your list of you know, 2023. What was good for you, what you perceived to be bad for you in 2023. So two lists, good and bad, or you know, what brought you joy, what didn't bring you joy. And then it's also good to look at then what you want to release at the end of 2023, what you want to leave in 2023 and what you want to let go of, and then what you want to bring into 2024, or what you want to birth in 2024, or what you want to give focus to in 2024. So is there anything new that you're working on, or is there any new areas that you want to dive into? You know, even if it's, yeah, I really want to, you know, I'm not saying that it has to be a new job or a new project, it could be, but it could also just be, not just, it could also be, you know, this is going to be my year of setting boundaries, or this is going to be my year of really putting myself first, and not just for a cringy Facebook status, but actually because you really want to truly look after yourself. And the other thing that is a really good practice for this full moon in Cancer is a forgiveness list. So what are you releasing? And feel it, you know. How could you forgive yourself? What do you need to forgive in yourself? You know, how have you been speaking to yourself? Have you been running yourself into the ground with work? Have you been very critical of your appearance, or, you know, putting yourself down? So what can you forgive yourself for? Or, you know, maybe how you've treated others in the past, maybe you're carrying shame or guilt or embarrassment. How can you forgive yourself, and what do you specifically forgive in yourself, or forgive yourself for? And then another list then on what you forgive in other people. So that can be a general list, or, you know, more so I would recommend that you do a list per person that you need to work on. So say you have, you know, issues going on with a parent or a friend or an old friend or someone at work or someone who's really caused you pain, could you sit with that and could you forgive them? And what could you forgive them for? Can you see their point? Can you see their side? And if that is too hard, then change the journal and prompt, change the question to what can I accept, or even start with I accept da 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 da, you know. So I'm gonna leave you with that. I'm gonna wish you, I don't know when you're gonna listen to this, but I'm gonna wish you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, all that, and also a very beautiful full moon in Cancer. Thank you so much for listening.